Yuma Perkhas Mishnahe. Ubra Shehiricho, a pregnant lady that smells an aroma from a food, and she has a very strong craving for food, and if she doesn't eat, the Rav explains that both the mother and the fetus will be in sakana. So she's fasting on Yom Kippur, and the Tiferes Yisrael explains that either she says that she really needs to eat or drink, now that she smelled something and she's fasting, or we can see on her face that her face looks like a different color, even if she doesn't say something. Machilin osa ad she'toshiv nafsha. You feed her until she comes back to herself. Tiferes Yisrael brings down that first we whisper in her ear that it's Yom Kippur, and if it doesn't work, we give her a little bit at a time, less than the shear that you can eat, and if that doesn't help satisfy her, we give her as much as she needs. Chole, machilin oso al pi bikin. Person that's sick, lo aleinu, we feed him on Yom Kippur based on what the doctors say. Rav brings down the Gemara that this is specifically talking about a case where the chole is not saying anything. He's not saying that he's sick. She's not saying that she's sick. They could even be saying that they don't need to eat. We don't listen to them. If the doctors say the person needs to eat because they're sick, we feed them. Because when it comes to life-threatening things, there are only three averis, as we know, that a person is yarag val yavor, and eating on Yom Kippur is not one of them. And therefore, one is not allowed to give up his life in order to fast on Yom Kippur. So we make sure that they eat. Vim ein sham bikiyin, and if there are no doctors there, machilin oso al pi atzmo ad sheyomer dai. We feed the person based on what they say. If they say that they really need to eat because they're really not feeling well, you feed them ad sheyomer dai until they say that it's enough. And the Gemara even says that even if the doctors say, no, they don't need to eat, it can wait. And yet the person themselves is saying, no, I really need to eat. You listen to the person because a person knows best based on how they're feeling. So we're always makel with this. Even if the doctors would say they don't need to eat, you feed them until they say that it's enough. Because every time there's suffix nefashos, it's a shayla in a person's life, we're always lenient.